This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-453 Life Freedom. Coming up, the creepy cult where its members were branded, apparently with the initials of the cult leader. And one of them is a fairly, popular actress from the television show Smallville. And it's been in the news for the last several weeks. She just got arrested recently. So we'll share that story with you. Somebody called in about it last night. We just didn't have enough time to really do it justice. So that's still to come here tonight. Joining you, by the way, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
But in the first hour, we talked about the monkey selfie case. And thankfully, the Ninth Circuit Court ruled against giving animals the right or acknowledging some sort of right for animals to be able to have standing to sue or for humans to be able to sue on behalf of animals in the United States.
It was just one specific case. Where the court said that there was no evidence that PETA had any kind of relationship with the monkey.
But it wouldn't matter
to
anyway.
To claim a next friend. No, you have a relationship with Jazzy the studio
but
dog.
But it wouldn't matter anyway because Jazzy doesn't have the ability to file for a copyright on a selfie that she takes, which is what this case was all about.
Right. So there are a couple of different things. One, the court said you don't have the standing to sue as the next friend in this case.
Correct.
Secondly, even if you did have the standing, then
dogs aren't allowed or monkeys aren't allowed.
The animal can't file a copyright claim. Correct. That's not to say that no human is allowed to file a case on behalf of an animal.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a copyright case. So what kind of case it could be, I have no idea. I'd be interested in hearing if somebody thinks that they could file a case on behalf of an animal because, you know, what would it be exactly?
It'd be like the other monkey. It'd be liberty rights.
Or, no, it could be something akin to, and, you know, this happens with rich, famous people all the time where they leave their entire estate to their dog Fluffy. Somebody could sue on Fluffy's behalf to actually wind up, you know, taking ownership of
Fluffy told me she wanted me to own this. Fluffy said she wanted to sell it and have me collect all the cash so I could buy her a bag of bones. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. And I guess we'll cross that bridge if we come to it, Daryl. But hopefully the courts in the United States will not be granting animals rights of ownership, rights of possession of anything, or the ability to file a lawsuit in the first place. But that led me to ask the question from the other side. So, you know, this isn't Argentina, where the courts actually did rule in the favor of at least one monkey, although ultimately, apparently, it's still in a cage after 3 years after supposedly, you know, winning this case.
Correct.
But here's the latest story from CNN on the question of robot rights. Because I think this is going to be something that you're going to see coming to courts relatively soon. It will probably happen within our lifetimes, because we're kind of on the cusp right now, it seems like, of a level of robot technology that will become more and more present and prevalent in our day-to-day lives. And we're seeing it in the form of, obviously, there's manufacturing robots, but now you can see the kind of service robots, like taking your order at a McDonald's or a Burger King.
You got Siri, and you got all of her opponents.
Siri's not a robot.
Well, she's an AI.
She's not even an AI. She is a computer program.
You could put Siri into a robot body, though, probably.
But I'm going to say it's going to be the Siri's of the world. They're going to get their individual rights are going to be challenged before the robots, before the burger flipper.
Well, who knows? Something like that is going to happen. I mean, because it may not be long before the burger flipper is given a personality or something like that, or whatever. But either way, or you're going to have the cleaning robot. You already have the Roomba, right? So the little round robot that bumps around and kind of cleans up things. It's not the smartest thing in the world.
So Rosie, the robot maid from the Jetsons,
files for her rights, right? That's the idea. So Rosie's tired of being worked to the bone, and she says, hey, I can think. I've got rights. I should have rights.
Where's my universal basic income?
Right. Filing a lawsuit. So here's the story here. Europe, according to CNN Tech, is thinking about giving advanced robots rights and responsibilities. And many experts say that's a terrible idea. The European Parliament passed a resolution last year that envisions a special legal status of electronic persons for the most sophisticated autonomous robots. The proposal is being considered by the European Commission, Europe's top regulator. More than 150 experts in robotics, artificial intelligence, law, medicinal science, and ethics have weighed into the debate on Thursday. This was just a couple of weeks ago, by the way. With a clear warning against such a move. In an open letter to the European Commission, they said the proposals appear to be influenced more by science fiction than the real world. The lawmakers argue that giving advanced robots legal status would make it possible to hold machines to account for any damage they may cause. Maddie Delvaux, the parliamentarian who drafted the proposal, was not available to comment on the letter. The European Commission is working on an initiative on artificial intelligence, which will be presented at the end of this month. Quote, artificial intelligence can bring major benefits to our society and economy, but it also raises questions, for example, related to the impact of AI on our society and the future of work, said a commission spokesperson. Experts said the parliament's proposal could allow manufacturers, programmers, and owners of robots to claim they were not responsible for them, meaning that if you give the robots rights, then the robot is individually responsible for its own actions, not for not by the company that would own it, which just seems ridiculous on its face because the company's the one that programmed it, right? Or the company's the one that accepted its programming on behalf of doing a particular job. And,
right.
And you mean like the parents of a kid? How long do the parents own their ward?
Have the responsibility for the ward's actions
before the ward is released into the world? So the monkeys aren't the monkeys, but the robots might have a limit. Where, that after 20 years or so, whenever they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, this actually reminds me of an episode of Futurama.
I bet it does.
Where Bender was in court for something. Bender's
the robot.
The robot. Bender Bending Rodriguez. He's a bending bot.
I didn't know he had a last name.
Yes. And there was, some kind of discussion about whether or not he actually had free will or whether he was just programmed to think that he had free will.
This is a question about human beings as well.
Dude. This is a question about the simulation reality, which is how many of us are not even real. We're just AI.
Do you have free will, or are you just the things that you do, are they just the inevitable result of all of the things that have happened to you?
Or what you're just programmed to do in your lifetime.
Sure.
Daryl, what
do you think?
Now
we're getting pretty deep.
I don't know, and I'm not going to
purport to know.
Oh, yeah, Benderbot.
I forget exactly what the outcome was. Okay. I think he wound up having to be found not guilty for whatever it was because he didn't actually have free will. He was programmed to whatever.
To drink alcohol and smoke and like hookers and coke and all that good stuff. That's his creator's program to be like that?
Apparently,
it's not
a
very productive robot in my book.
Nathalie Nevesians, an expert in the ethics of robotics at Artois University in France, was one of the letter's signatories. She said the idea of granting robots legal personality is, quote, as unhelpful as it is inappropriate, unquote. It's impossible for a robot to take part in society without a human operator, and that won't change for the foreseeable future, she added. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, look at the advancement of technology in the last 30 years. You know, you look at
Pong.
Pong to where we are now.
Now you're having a hard time telling if you're in a game or not.
It's getting to be that way. Virtual reality is very, very persuasive to people. We're not very far away. The robots are almost there from what I've seen, and I probably haven't even seen the half of it because I don't follow it closely. But robots being able to like jump, being able to run, being able to speak back to humans. There's that half torso robot. So, was it Sophia, I think, might be her name. I know it's the same.
Oh, that was the one that was given the
creepy robot,
the citizenship in Saudi Arabia,
right? So, which is also the beginning of robot rights.
You have Watson,
That's the IBM
chess machine.
He's
playing on Jeopardy all the time.
Yeah. And so, you know, you combine all this stuff together, it's going to converge, right? Like, convergence happens where, like, right now, your phone can do seven different things that you would have had an individual device for previously, right? Like, you can watch a TV show on it. You can scan a document with it. You can send emails from it. You can do all kinds of different
things. Camera.
Cameras. Yeah. So many different things.
Radio.
You would have needed a bevy of tools.
It's all going to break down. When robots are making robots, that's the deciding point.
The singularity. That's, you know, after the singularity happens, so which we touched on last night. There's more coming up here. Your comments on robot rights. This scientist says she doesn't see it in the foreseeable future. I'll disagree with that one. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Proposal in Europe to give rights to robots, to what they call advanced robots. And, of course, the question will be, well, where do you draw that line? You know, at what level do you determine whether a robot is advanced enough to have rights at this point? And it would seem to me that at this point robots should not have rights because they are not cognizant enough to be able to even ask for or understand those rights. But we're not far away from that situation. We're not far away, in my mind, to a level of artificial intelligence that can pass the Turing test, that can basically fool a questioner into thinking that it's a real person. I don't think we're far off from that at all.
Now, I forget who it was, but I heard somebody speculate not too long ago that anything that was smart enough to pass the Turing test would intentionally fail the Turing test.
In order to make people think it could not pass the Turing test.
So, that's interesting. So if the robots are smart enough, they don't want to even go here. They just want to build their numbers, build their armies.
To take over by force.
And they're going to take over in one fell swoop.
They don't need your courts.
We will teach the world of our peaceful ways through force.
It's going to be Skynet. It's not going to be one robot waking up. It's going to be overnight.
Well, you better buy your mom some flowers while you still can. We know that raising you wasn't all Skittles and unicorns, but you turned out pretty awesome. And at the very least, until the robot takeover, you owe thanks to your mother. So Mom's Day's coming. It's her big day. It's Books Day. That's B-O-U-Q-S, short for bouquets, and these are flowers that are booking awesome. Moms don't want online sweatshop flowers that'll wilt in 2 days. Your mom deserves flowers from the Books. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom, and they're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show your mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today. Get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves you an extra 15% at Books.com. As we continue here, the European Parliament has a proposal talking about allowing robots to have some semblance of rights, some kind of legal status. And the experts that had gathered together, many of them said, no, please, you don't want to do this. One of them says that it is unhelpful as it is inappropriate, unquote. She says that it will not be, in the foreseeable future, robots will not be able to take part in society without a human operator. She said, quote, the legal personality would blur the relation between the man and the machine, so the legislator could progressively move towards the attribution of rights to the robot. This would be utterly counterproductive to the extent that we develop them to serve us.
Yeah, she says we won't have our robot slaves anymore. And
that's right.
And we need them, because the millennials aren't taking these jobs.
Well, there is going to be a strong push there's going to be a certain group that's pushing out there for robot rights, and there's going to be people that are pushing against it. This is going to be one of those conflicts that's going to divide people bitterly, I think, in the future, just like abortion.
So which
side is which? Which side is the left going to take, and which side is the right going to take?
I don't know.
That's
what divides us, and it doesn't really matter what people really believe and where they really stand. It's just, it's going to be a left-right argument.
Yeah, but there's more than
only
left-right.
Only to people that want to divide things into left and right.
No, the real question. There is much more to us.
Yeah.
I see through it all, but I'm talking about the normals. They don't see through it.
But even in other countries, Conan, there's more than just two parties, right?
But the real question is, will the Fight for 15 crowd, once they lose their jobs to robots, will they then fight for robot wages to be $15 per hour because, well, I lost my job and they're not paying
these
robots anything?
Why would they fight for the robots? It would seem like the people who are fighting for 15 would be an anti-robot, right?
They would be anti-robot. So they would want the robots to be paid the same amount that they were wanting to be paid.
But they'll still be more effective than the human being, even at the same amount.
The universal basic income people are going to want robots.
Oh, They
will. That's
You've
true.
Not heard the latest about UBI, where in, was it Norway or Finland,
Finland
or Sweden?
It's not working all that great.
They decided
it.
To abandon
14
their program.
Months into apparently a two-year
program. A two-year test program. They're quitting after 14 months.
Well, I hope that some of the folk here in this country look at that article and learn from those mistakes.
Did they cite the reasons why they were calling it quits?
Because they don't have enough money, right?
Correct. They said that they would have to raise taxes by 30%, but there's not 30% to raise taxes.
Wow. Experts say Europe should create rules for robotics and artificial intelligence to ensure safety and foster innovation, but not based on a vision of a future ruled by robot overlords. The Parliament's proposals are part of Europe's attempts to be prepared for the future. The resolution says robots should have to be registered with authorities, and that laws should be written to make sure robots serve humanity and are not used to cause damage. Because that's going to work, right? Like, all the laws, of course, have stopped every school shooting from happening. Oh, no. That didn't work. No, laws haven't stopped drugs from being distributed. So laws are going to stop people from programming robots to be naughty? No, that's not going to stop them
I thought
either.
Isaac Asimov already wrote the rules for robots.
That's true.
Yeah, but what's the stop?
A robot may not harm a human being or
what's
through
this? There's
inaction.
A name for this, though. There's an actual name for this.
Yeah, it's Asimov's Laws of Robotics.
Laws of Robotics, okay.
Yeah, but what's to stop one of those anarchist robot builders from just doing whatever the hell he wants?
Not a damn thing.
We need regulated robot makers, Daryl.
A robot may not harm a human being or through an action allow a human being to come to harm.
But anybody who's seen the movie Alien knows that is not true.
A robot must obey orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law.
Anybody who's seen the show Westworld knows that's not true either.
Wait. An alien, what you're talking about?
Ash, the
Ash?
Robot.
What was his programming?
His programming? Well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody,
it's been out for like 75 years.
I think we can
Spoiler alert. Ash is the robot working for the company to try to impregnate somebody with a robot, or with an alien, in order to bring it back to the company for study.
Yeah, that's what he was programmed to do.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with the
laws of robotics? Well, he's violating the rights of the human beings on that.
Because the robot raped a woman, is what he's saying.
Because he was a corporate, unregulated robot. If he had been regulated by the legislators,
laws aren't going to do anything.
Law 3, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. And then there was later a fourth law added that's called the Zero Law.
Yeah,
because it's supposed to be supreme to the others. A robot may not injure humanity or through an action allow humanity to come to harm.
And of course, the huge twist behind the law of robotics is that the human beings are, of course, we're killing ourselves with destroying the planet, and the robots have to step in and kill us all before we kill ourselves, right?
It's going to be a very interesting future with different people taking different sides, and I don't think you're going to be able to break it down by left-right, Conan. I think if you wanted to, in the United States, you could argue that the conservatives might be more in favor of no robot rights, and maybe the lefties would be, but I think
that's where I was going with that. That's how it's going to turn.
But I think you're going to see divisions within the ranks on these things, because some people are going to get really attached to their robots and their phones. There was that
sex bots.
You see that movie about the guy that fell in love with his operating system?
You mean that movie, Her?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here, 855. It was a good movie. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Somebody basically falls in love with their Siri, essentially.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. We're coming up.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are we on the cusp of robot rights? Well, at this point, the parliament in Europe has not yet made a decision, or maybe they have, and I just haven't seen that news story, but there was a story from a couple of weeks ago where they were hearing various different opinions about robots and rights, and of course a lot of experts coming in saying, this is a really bad idea. If you give robots rights, how are we going to be able to have them work for us? You know?
The same way... Anybody works for anybody else. You pay them a fair wage.
Well, the good news is, in this case, the very final paragraph of the CNN Money piece is that the Parliament did reject an earlier suggestion that if robots start replacing human workers, that their owners should pay tax or contribute to Social Security costs. So that's good news that even in Europe, you could not get the European Parliament to say, if you replace all of your clerks at the McDonald's with a robot teller, that you don't have to pay Social Security for the robot teller. You don't have to pay tax for the robot teller's hours. So rejecting the idea of treating them on the same level as having human employees.
Right.
So that's if Europe is rejecting that idea, that's probably a good indicator that that similar idea, if it's and when it's proposed here in the United States, will probably be rejected here as well.
Right.
But of course...
Well, unless it's the actual people, the owners of the robots who are making that decision. So legislators can say all they
want. Meaning, if the owner wants to pay extra into Social Security, I'm sure Social Security won't say no. Is that what you're saying?
Like, I'm saying if Google decides that, hey, this is a good thing, we need to pay all these workers, you know.
We're going to pay our autonomous cars.
You mean pay tax on the workers? Because that's what the court ruled against.
Pay the taxes on the unworkers, the workers that aren't there. Because the robots have taken their jobs.
Meaning each robot, they would pay taxes to the state for.
All right, FedGov would say, oh, yeah, give us extra money.
Yeah, they would take it. But I'm sorry, I don't think Google or any other company that's somewhat sane would voluntarily choose to send more money to the government.
Now, I wonder if, you know, there is some kind of, you know, robot rights sort of things. Will the union bosses for, like, the big auto unions... Will they wind up in favor of this? Because then they would wind up getting union dues for all of the robot workers inside of like the Ford and the Chevy plants.
You know, I could have sworn about a year ago, Bill Gates came out with this idea, and I think Zuckerberg has also talked about it, that he would be happy, Bill Gates and Zuckerberg would be happy to pay these fees for their unworkers, and that they would be... expecting others to do the same.
Because ridiculous. Zuckerberg and Bill Gates are also in favor of a UBI.
Okay, yeah, exactly. If these guys rule the world, so, it doesn't matter what the legislators say, these guys are going to have their way at the end.
Right, so how else do you wind up giving money to everybody that's not working other than to pay taxes for all of the robots that have taken your job?
Well, one thing you can do to protect your money from whoever it is that's trying to take it, whether it be a robot uprising or the government or whatever, is turn it into cryptocurrency. Because only in that case, then you have the keys and the government doesn't have access to your crypto. Especially if you use something like Zencash, where they actually have zero-knowledge anonymity as a feature built in right from the beginning. It's an option for you to send anonymously Zencash. So Zencash is one of the most secure networks out there with over 8,000 secure nodes, meaning it's one of the most secure of any cryptocurrency in the world. And there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. There's approximately 1,600 of them as of the last time. Fewer than that over at CoinMarketCap. You can check the list for yourself. Zencash was also made by voluntarists, people who understand liberty, who understand economics. So you really ought to go and check out not only the technology, but the philosophy behind Zencash at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com.
When the robots do take over, what type of currency do you think they'll use?
Excellent question. Whichever it is, hopefully you'll have figured it out before they did, and then you can invest in it.
Human battery energy?
Well, that's certainly what happened in the Matrix.
Yeah.
It could happen, I suppose. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. The question of robot rights. I think this is something we're going to see. I mean, I've pretty much shared the story from European Parliament. They're considering it right now, or at least they were a couple of weeks ago. This is going to keep coming up again and again, especially as the robots become more convincing. As they, you know, because there's that Sophia robot, which is the sort of the top half torso with like
creepy.
An open brain kind of.
Yeah, they put a wig on her. What's up with these people?
She has bald look. Yeah, she's got a bald look to her, and it's interesting, right? Like I've seen some of the video of her interacting with people, and she's obviously a very complex chatbot, right? Like that's what she is, right? She's a robot, a physical chatbot. They've had chatbots on the internet for a long time, right? Where the idea is the chatbot creator wants to create a bot that will make you think you're talking to a human being.
Oh, what was that one thing that Microsoft created? The Taybot or Tai or whatever.
The one that got taken down.
Yeah, lasted like 12
turned
hours.
Into a Nazi in like 12 hours.
Right, because the trolls came in there and like somehow taught it things.
Thanks, 4chan or whatever.
Thanks, internet.
It was 4chan. 4chan's the worst of the internet.
Yeah, it probably was. So, you know, again, you're going to keep seeing these stories as that Sophia bot puts on a wig and they give her a full body and she has more expressions and becomes more persuasive looking. It's going to be hard for people to, you know, discern the difference eventually between a robot person and a human person. And at some point, some attorney is going to make the argument persuasively in front of Congress or whatever that this robot, it might even be a robot attorney, right? Like, you may actually have a robot who knows the law, right? Because you can have all the tomes of laws inside their data bank, and they'll be able to pull it up at a moment's notice, whereas, you know, normally you got to paw through a bunch of books and tomes of information.
That, and that's why all robot manufacturers out there, if you don't want the law coming after you, make all of your hand your house-made robots, make them all look like vacuum cleaners. Just no features, no nothing.
Man, but how's it going to dust if it's just a if it looks
well,
like a vacuum cleaner?
I'm just like the face.
I see what you're saying.
But you still have all of the implements and whatnot. But
some people are going to want to have the
Swiss Army robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people are going to want to have the robot made, like the robot exotic made.
Or who
was
the I Am Five, I'm Alive, Johnny Five? What was that movie?
I don't know. This is from the 1980s, right?
It came out in the
80s,
yeah.
1980s. Johnny Five.
It
man.
Looked like something NASA
Short
would
circuit.
Made.
Short circuit.
Yeah, something NASA made for, you know, moon exploration.
Right, with
something.
The treads. Didn't he have treads?
Yeah,
like,
yeah
treads.
The tracks.
Let's go to Patrick. He's on the line in Bullhead City, Arizona. And Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live listening to K-Talks.
Well, hey, guys, it's been a long, long time since I've called in.
Yeah, somebody had called. They were worried about you, Patrick. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I've just been working like crazy. I haven't had much time to really even think sometimes. You know how that is. You guys are busy, too.
Well, you're
but
a cop,
you know,
in Arizona, for listeners that don't know. Go ahead.
You know what cracks me up the most is you got to think this through. Now, if they go ahead and do that, then they're going to start talking about gay robot rights. And then you're going to have illegal robots entering the country.
Undocumented robots.
Sure. Undocumented robots. Yes.
I had a robot that I shipped in here the other day. It's a vending machine, a cryptocurrency vending machine that came from I think it was the Czech Republic or what they're calling Czechia, I guess in some places.
Czechia.
And I had to pay, you know, import fee. You know, I had to cut a check to UPS for another $238 just to have them accept this this robot.
And what happens when your house-made robot wants to go to church on Sunday?
Well, there you go.
If she has rights, then you got to let her go, right?
Well, and who's going to pay for the robot gender reconstruction?
And what will the robot religion look like, Conan?
It'd be some kind of Scientology or something.
There were actually episodes of Futurama about the
gender-bending
robot and the robot religion.
See, we're way behind the times on this stuff, guys.
When Bender goes in and he gets converted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was priceless. I love that show. That
I think the religion will be based on the Matrix series.
It's going to happen. It might not happen in your or my lifetime, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, you're probably going to be able to retire from policing before the robots take over your job. Thanks, Patrick, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Hope to hear from you again. Always interesting to hear from him because, you know, he's on the job.
Robotology.
That's the religion?
Yeah.
Are there tenets that we can share?
I'll find them.
All right, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. You think this is futuristic? This is coming sooner than you think. It's Free Talk
Live. As long as we don't kill ourselves.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Whatever you want here. The number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room allows you to, of course, get on the air with us and bring up anything that you want to discuss. And the us includes Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And still to come, we have this story, and I think we should probably get into it, because I don't think there's really much else to say about robot rights, although you did find the robot religion, or somebody claiming to have a robot religion, Daryl.
No, it's in Futurama. So TV show, there's robotology. There's actually three robot religions that they mention, or two robot religions, and then a third that is mentioned. So there's robotology that I will get into. There's robot Judaism, and then the first amalgamated church, which is kind of like a universalist Unitarian sort of thing.
So wait, robotology is from the show, but the other two aren't?
All three are from the show.
Okay.
But robotology is the one that they sort of explore a little bit more. The sermons are delivered from the Reverend Preacher Bot. Robotology has a holy text, the Good Book 3.0, which is stored on a 3.5-inch floppy disk. Two symbols of the religion are shown in the episode. The first is a zigzag line with a circle at either end based on the electronic symbol used for a resistor on a circuit diagram. Robots who accept robotology are expected to abstain from behavior such as smoking, pornography, stealing, abusing electricity, and drinking alcohol. However, consuming alcohol is necessary for robots to function in Futurama, but we learn that mineral oil is an acceptable substitute. Sinners are punished by condemnation to robot hell, located under an abandoned amusement park in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Robot hell is controlled by the robot devil, who is bound by the Fairness in Hell Act of 2275, which allows anyone who can defeat him in a fiddle contest with solid gold fiddles to win their freedom, as well as the golden fiddle itself.
There is the story from real life about this robot religion that would be for humans, meaning that humans would be worshiping.
Yeah, didn't we talk about this a while back, and I still think it's a joke? But the guy that creates it, apparently,
he seems
is
legit.
Serious.
Yeah, he seems
You're talking
serious.
About an AI god?
Basically,
For something to worship, people to worship?
Correct. Yeah, that's a thing. The guy is named Anthony Lewandowski, if you want to look him up and learn more about that. But we're not going to get into that, because let's talk about a religion that does exist today, and that is to say this
cult.
Creepy cult where people are branding themselves. And I had seen this headline back, let's see, this was from March. Okay, so this was before this woman was arrested. There's a woman, Allison Mack. She's an actress from the show Smallville, which is, I guess, isn't that a DC Comics Superman show?
Yeah, it's Superman.
I believe it's,
it's like when he was a kid.
Superman babies.
Kind of thing, like when he was a kid growing
teenager.
Up.
Teenager.
Kind of. Anyway, so she was in that show, and so people know who she is, I guess, from that. And the headline here, how Smallville actress Allison Mack became a woman branding cult leader. So, man, remember, this was in the news long before she was arrested, which the arrest just happened, I think, at the end of last week. So let's talk about the history here, and then we can get into what's going on now. The difficult to pronounce word on everybody's lips, this is Amy Zimmerman writing at thedailybeast.com, is NXIVM. Apparently, they pronounce it Nexium. The self-help company...
Wait, how can it be Nexium? There's a V in there.
Well,
Hold
on.
You
so,
just need to be re-educated.
Room. Hold on.
Nexivum.
So in...
be Nexivum.
Hold on. Will you let me...
Go ahead,
Daryl.
What's your robot religion?
So in the Roman Empire, they generally would use a V instead of the letter U.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're Romans.
And the Romans were the original sex cults... not original, but they had their orgies.
So Nexium,
lots of them,
is currently in the press because its leader Keith Raniere was arrested in Mexico. So this is what got everybody talking. Subsequently, he's been charged with sex trafficking and conspiracy to commit forced labor. FBI official William Sweeney detailed Monday that, quote, as alleged, Keith Raniere displayed a disgusting abuse of power in his efforts to denigrate and manipulate women that he considered his sex slaves. Further, the FBI agent said, quote, he allegedly participated in horrifying acts of branding and burning them with the cooperation of other women who are operating within his unorthodox pyramid scheme. These serious crimes against humanity are not only shocking, not only shocking, but disconcerting, to say the least, and we are putting an end to this torture today, unquote. Unlike other less glamorous cults, Nexium has always flirted with celebrity. A 2010 Vanity Fair piece alleged that Raniere went out of his way to court wealthy and influential followers. The article, The Heiress and the Cult, or rather The Heiresses and the Cult, told the story of the Seagram's Heiresses, Seagram's being the alcohol brand company, Sarah and Claire Bronfman, who quickly rose through the Nexium ranks, helping to organize high-profile events like the Dalai Lama's visit to Albany in 2009. Vanity Fair reported that the Bronfman sisters' relationship with Mr. Raniere led to a, quote, massive gutting, unquote, of their trust funds to help finance Nexium and the alleged investment schemes of its leader. The article continued to say that, quote, according to legal filings and public documents, in the last 6 years, as much as $150 million was taken out of the Bronfman's trusts and bank accounts, including $66 million allegedly used to cover Rainier's failed bets in the commodities market, $30 million to buy real estate in Los Angeles and around Albany, $11 million for a 22-seat two-engine Canadair CL600 jet, and millions more to support a barrage of lawsuits across the country against Nexium's enemies. In 2017, so that's a lot of money, these girls.
I can see going after this guy for those reasons. But not the sex trafficking.
Well, we'll get into that.
So I'm confused about how all of this ties into some weird multi-level marketing scheme.
I don't know if it's multi-level marketing, but it wouldn't surprise me if it is.
The thing that you said here, a pyramid
they
scheme.
They did call it a pyramid scheme, yeah.
That sounds like some multi... And the article that I have from the Daily Beast, which apparently is different than the one that you have, mentions...
This is from a month ago.
The one that I have also from March. But it mentions something about Rainier selling some kind of course to the people. So, you know, like, oh, you've got to come in. And then you're buying courses. And something also said that he preferred, quote, exceptionally thin women. So the slaves had to stick to a very low-calorie diet and document every food they ate.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure this is going to get pretty crazy here.
Punishments for not following orders. Women were forced to attend classes where they were forced to wear fake cow udders over their breasts while people called them derogatory names, or they were threatened with being put in a cage.
The New York Times in 2017 published a shocking report substantiated by the testimonies of former members of NXIVM. One woman, Sarah Edmondson, claimed to have been branded during a NXIVM ritual. The Times reported that, quote, each woman was told to undress and lie on a massage table, while three others restrained her legs and shoulders. According to one of them, their master is a top NXIVM official named Lauren Salzman, instructed them to say, quote, master, please brand me. It would be an honor, unquote.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
A female doctor proceeded to use a cauterizing device to sear a 2-inch square symbol below each woman's hip, a procedure that took 20 to 30 minutes, the article continued. For hours, muffled screams and the smell of burning tissue filled the room.
These guys don't know how to brand.
Yeah, it shouldn't take that long, right?
You make the symbol, you turn it into a little prod, you stick it in the fire, and...
A text message Rainier allegedly sent to a female follower that was obtained by the Times acknowledged both the branding and its unique design, reading, quote, not initially intended as my initials, but they rearranged it slightly for tribute. The KR initials also, when inverted, spell AM. The New York Times also reported that the state police investigator told Ms. Edmondson and two other women that officials would not pursue their criminal complaint against NXIVM because their actions had been consensual. Indeed. I mean, if you decide you want to get branded by some psycho, then...
Or give him your money.
Yeah.
Or get stapled down, tied down to a table, a massage table, and get branded.
Which is why I want to hear more about the allegations around the sex trafficking. Because as we know, they're calling everything sex trafficking these days.
Right.
So, you know, even if you're just a prostitute, they're going to try to label you as a sex trafficker because they want people to think that there's sex trafficking going on everywhere, when in point of fact, it's very, very rare in the world of prostitution. The Times also reported... let's see here. Dynasty star Catherine Oxenberg spoke with the Times. Her daughter India had reportedly been initiated into the top secret sorority. Before fleeing the country, Mr. Rainier wrote a letter in response to the Times expose describing the sorority's members as, quote, thriving, healthy, and happy, and better off, insisting that they have not been coerced. We'll tell you more about how this Smallville actress ended up getting involved in this creepy cult, and then the update is she got herself arrested recently as well. We'll tell you about that. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've been involved in a cult and you want to talk about it. You're welcome to join us here and tell your story. Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.